Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
According to reports, Ben Simmons has played his last game in a Sixer uniform. The star guard has informed the team he will not report to the start of training camp and will never play another game for the 76ers. First things first, co-host Chris Broussard joining us now. Chris, I'm hoping you got the latest. How soon will Simmons be traded, if at all?
Well, let me start with this, Jen. I do think this is the right stance, this hardcore stance for Ben Simmons and his representation to take if they want to get out of Philly. Like, if you're adamant about leaving someplace, we saw with James Harden last year that being Mr. Nice Guy doesn't necessarily work. Remember, Harden was like, look, I'm going to play, but we'll be working on a trade while I'm playing. First three games, he's James Harden, 37 points, 11 assists a game. And they're like taking their time trading, thinking, okay, he's playing nice, we're cool. And so then he goes comatose for five games and plays well below his normal level. And that's when a trade was immediately done. So I think they're taking a page out of that book saying, hey, if we just show up, play, you know, Ben's looking good, the team's looking good, they probably won't trade you. Now, that said, I think Philly's going to match hardball with hardball of their own. And I think this is now a major league game of chicken. Because I think what Philly's going to do is I don't think they're going to trade him immediately. I don't think they're going to trade him before training camp, unless they suddenly get a deal that they feel is equitable. But I don't think they're going to trade him just to get rid of the problem. I think they enter the season, Ben is probably on the sidelines, not with the team, and they wait to see what happens with Portland. How do things start with them? Because if it starts badly, maybe all of a sudden Damian Lillard's available. What happens with Washington? They made all these moves in the offseason, but if it starts badly, maybe Bradley Beal's available. Golden State, all right, what if they aren't as good early as they think they'll be? Then maybe they're willing to up the ante and make a better offer for Ben Simmons, not to mention other teams around the league. So I think that is the approach that Philadelphia will take. I also think, and look, they're hoping to get, they think they can still get Ben in training camp and have him play with the team. But I think it'll be interesting if, let's say Ben's on the sidelines, and let's say Philly starts well, because they still have Joel Embiid, they still have Tobias Harris, Seth Curry came on in the playoffs. Like, they still have some good players. So what if they're really rolling, really playing well? Does that put the pressure on Ben Simmons, and does he start getting antsy and saying, man, let me get back out here and let's see how things can work out? You know, so bottom line answer the question, Jen, I think it's going to be a while before he gets traded. And both sides are saying they're willing to sit this out for the long haul and see what happens.
We all knew after what Doc Rivers said and what Joel Embiid said after that Game 7 loss to the Atlanta Hawks, we all kind of said that we felt it was going this way, because I don't believe you can have a head coach, when a reporter asks you, do you believe you can win a championship with Ben as your primary point guard, and you said, I don't know if I can answer that right now, we'll have to see. And Joel Embiid said what he said, that he felt the game swung when we had a layup and we ended up getting a free throw. I was like, it's over. It's over. Doc Rivers has been a head coach entirely too long. Situations like that, you always do the PC, give it coach speak. Oh, look, Ben didn't play as well. None of us played as well as we would have liked to have played. Ben will be just fine. Ben will get back in the gym, do what he needs to do. That's what you say, even though you're like, man, no, deep down inside, no, I don't believe we can. But you don't say that publicly. Once he aired that publicly, it was over. Now, when we look at it, I believe the Sixers are willing to let Ben Simmons take the bad PR hit on this. Chris, I believe over the last couple several years, we keep hearing Ben Simmons could possibly be traded. Whose team is it, this or that? Ben Simmons believed that you've hitched your wagon to Joel Embiid. You made it abundantly clear to me and all the other people around me and around the league that this is Joel Embiid's team and I'm expendable. Well, since you feel that way, go ahead and expend me. Why am I here? So that's where I am. Now, I wish he would show up. I'm a firm believer, Chris, you know this. I'm a firm believer in being professional. But I'm going to let it be known. Doc, I didn't appreciate what you said, but I'm going to do what you asked me to do. Joel Embiid, don't speak to me. Daryl Morey, you need to get me up out of here. And I'm practicing, Chris, I'm practicing every day in my jersey and jock until they get me up out of there. That's how I'm going to do it.
You want to respond, Chris?
But it's interesting. The question, yeah, well, I just wanted to throw this at you, Shannon. What about what I said? Like, I think that was James Harden's approach.
Yes.
Right? Like, okay, I'm going to play. And, you know, the team, they don't want to trade you in the first place.
Right.
So they're looking at it, well, look, he's here. I mean, okay, he's upset, but maybe over time that'll change.
No.
And we're playing well. You know what I mean? That makes it, I think that could make it less likely to, that they trade you.
Well, how about they do it like, how about they do it like this, Skip? Then I'm going to let you have it. What if they do it like an Andre Drummond situation? We're going to pay you and we try to find out a scenario to accommodate you. So therefore, hey, don't worry about it. Just sit on the bench like they did Drummond, like they did Blake Griffin, Skip. They're like, look, we're going to pay you. We don't want you to play. Mm-hmm. You want to move in another direction. We're going to try to find someone, a suitable trade. Now, yep. We're not trying to give you away, Ben. We want to get something back, although I don't believe
I wouldn't pay him.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay me. No, you got to pay me, Chris.
You got 4 years. You got four. We'll pay you. You got 4 years, $147 million left on your deal. Okay. But if you're not showing up ready to play, I can't pay you.
Okay.
That's a long-term deal. That's 4 years.
You want long-term problems?
I'm willing to pay you if you play.
You want long-term problems? That's what I'm going to give you, long-term problems.
That's why I said it. That's why I said this is a game of chicken.
First of all, I am trying to unsee this Jersey jock reference, and it's just stuck in my head like a bad song that I can't get out of my head.
That's all I'm well coming to practice, because y'all know y'all going to say, he crazy, for real. He really doing this every day?
Oh, okay. Oh, you serious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the jersey and jockstrap.
Skip, you can speak to this, Skip. What was Charles Haley doing to get up out of San Francisco? Did it work?
We can't speak of it.
Did it work?
It is unspeakable.
Did it work? Okay, then.
But if we could get graphic enough to detail what he did, it was way beyond jersey and jock.
Exactly. But it worked.
He actually went into the general manager's office.
And did something he had no business doing.
And left something behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, yeah.
I heard that. Okay. I think I've heard that.
Thank you. Next, the more I think about this, the more I believe the Sixers should dig in and say no, hold feet to fire, call bluff and say, we have paid you 1 year of $33 million. You owe us 4 more years on this contract. And to the point of Doc, the more I analyze what you said was a bridge burner, like you cannot go back from that statement. Well, Doc could argue, well, I was just talking about point guard. That doesn't mean we can't bring in a primary ball handler and move Ben to one of the forwards, right? Mm-hmm. He is the primary ball handler. Maybe he's not suited for that.
Right.
But, Chris, what I keep trying to remind Shannon of, this still very young man at age 25, I think he just turned 26 now that I think about it. But again, rookie of the year, all-star in his next 3 years. And the last 2 years, first team all defense. 2 years ago, led the league in steals at 6 feet, 10 inches tall. And I keep reminding Shannon of one game. And it was just one game, very small sample size, February 13th at Utah, in which without Joel Embiid, because he got angry, did Ben Simmons, at Rudy Gobert spouting off about winning Defensive Player of the Year. He said, okay, watch this. And I love Ben when he plays angry. I love LeBron when he plays angry, when he gets a bee in his bonnet, as they say, and he says, okay, watch this. I love LeBron and Ben Simmons as watch this, because they have lower motors for the most part, and Ben's is very even keel, but he got angry and played with some rage that night, and he goes for 42, and he makes 12 of 13 free throws. And every time I try to analyze, break down his free throw stroke, it looks pure to me. Mm-hmm. It's in his head. He's got demons. He needs to be put on somebody's couch and fixed psychologically, not physically. The right. stroke is just fine, and I think you think the stroke is fine.
Yeah, but Skip, he doesn't want to fix it there. But what I tell Chris, but what I keep telling Skip, if you look at Ben Simmons' best games, who hasn't been in the lineup? Joel Embiid. That 42-point night, Joel Embiid didn't play. That 31-point performance that he had against Brooklyn, Joel Embiid didn't play.
All right, I got it. But he is too valuable to give away right now. And right now, you would have no choice but to give him away. You take our problem off. No, you can't do that. You have to say, Ben, you're either going to play this year or you can just go home and sit and watch, and we will take your money, because the NBA will say you're suspended and the Sixers will say we don't have to pay you. You're $33 million.
Right.
I believe this game of chicken, and that's exactly what Chris called it this now, and I called it that to open our show.
Right.
I believe that the Sixers are not going to blink, and I believe they're going to send Ben home if that's where he wants to go, and he can just cool out at home for the whole season if it comes to that.
Well, you going to pay me, Chris. I go home. You going to pay me?
Yeah, but you're not going to get paid.
But no, I got to get that money, though.
They don't pay him.
I got to get that money, Chris.
See, like I said, that's where it comes. And look, Shannon, I get where you're coming. Well, let me address this first, Skip. Their winning percentage, they have shown, I agree with you, Simmons has been great when Embiid's not there, because he can play more in the dunker spot, you know, in the half court, and the lane is open and all that. And that's what a lot of teams that like him around the league are thinking. They're thinking kind of like Giannis. We know they're a little bit different, but you can build around him like Giannis, whereas he brings the ball up in transition, and in the half court, you surround him with shooters. And I agree with that. I think you could be a really good team that way. But they've won almost 70% of their games with both of those guys in the lineup, and only 50% with one of them missing. So if it's only Embiid, they win 50%. If it's only Simmons, they win 50%. So they are better with both of them. But Shannon, quickly, I hear what you say about Doc and Embiid in their comments, and I get where Ben's coming from. And also, I think he's bothered that they put him in the trade for James Harden.
Thank
you. Before last season.
Yep.
He remembers that, right? That's the problem when a trade doesn't go through, but it gets public, you're in trouble with that player. That said, I do want Ben to look in the mirror, though.
Yes.
Like, the way he's acting speaks of victim card. And he's not a victim. I get it. They did him wrong and here and there. But he's got to look in the mirror and say, I did shoot 34% from the foul line in the playoffs. I have not, after 4 years of playing basketball in this league, I still won't take jump shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want him to look in the mirror and understand that, like Magic did after the tragic Johnson finals in 84, like Michael did when he said, I got to get in the weight room against Detroit in the playoffs, like LeBron did after the 2011 series with Dallas. These guys were better than Ben Simmons, and they still looked in the mirror and said, I got to be a better player.
Yes.
And I think Ben is looking at everybody else instead of looking at himself and saying, you know what, Doc, I ain't like what Doc said, but I can't argue with that at this point. I got to go prove him wrong. And so I would like to see a little more of that from Simmons.
So would I, Chris, but guess what? If Ben Simmons was doing what he was supposed to be, if he was the player that everybody projected him to be, his name would have never came up for James Harden. They're like, y'all better get out of my face. I'm not trading the guy that's giving me 22, 10, and 6. Instead, he's giving you 14, 15, 6, and 7. Nah, bruh. And he won't shoot a jumper. He won't shoot. If he don't get the lay the ball up a nugget, what are he going to do? And you can't play him in the fourth quarter. That can't be a point guard. That cannot be your starting point guard that becomes unplayable in the fourth quarter. It just can't.
I don't know. I don't know how this plays out. Chris, thank you for weighing in today. We appreciate your time, and we'll definitely be checking.
I'm parking in your parking spot, Chris. You're going to get me up out of here.
No mercy.
Earlier, we debated if letting Tom Brady go was the biggest mistake in NFL history. The 44-year-old QB definitely is not slowing down. We know that by now. After his league-leading 9 passing touchdowns so far this season, he has now thrown for 154 touchdowns in his 40s. With another 14, he will have passed for more touchdowns in his 40s than he did during his 20s. Shannon, honestly, how incredible is this?
It sounds really nice, Skip. But the way QB's numbers are, Skip, this is not shocking, especially when you consider Tom Brady didn't start until he was 24 years of age. And he missed, and so when you factor that in, he started 6 seasons in his 20s. He's already in his 5th season starting in his 40s. You look at the numbers. Tom Brady in his 20s averaged 24 and a half touchdowns per season. 16 guys last year threw for 25 or more touchdowns. So that just goes to show you, Skip, where the trajectory is. The offense in New England, Skip, it wasn't Brady-centric. You know that. They ran the football a lot more, and Brady was sensational. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. The guy won 3 Super Bowls in his 20s.
You're taking a little away,
Skip,
but go ahead.
Okay, so from 20... So let's get this right. So 21, he was still in college. Mm-hmm. 22, he was going to turn 23 on August the 3rd.
Yep.
So that was his first year. So he didn't become a starter until 24.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you only got 5 years left, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
So he played 6 years in his 20s. He is at 5 right now in his 40s.
Okay.
Now I'm saying what he's doing in his 40s, we probably will never, ever see again.
Ever
see that again. Skip, think about it. Drew Brees is the next closest player in touchdowns with 57. Tom Brady is at 154.
Yep.
So there's a great chance, I believe he'll play at least, Skip, next year. I believe that'd be 23. I believe he plays 23 seasons, if that's it. He can legitimately be at 200 touchdowns, and the next closest guy will be 57. So for me, I don't believe anybody's going to touch that record, that 40-year record of 200-plus touchdowns. I don't believe that. But when you look at what he's been able to do, Skip, he's only one fewer year from starting than he did in his entire 20s. That's why, Skip, you say, well, he's going to throw for more touchdowns. It's a different game now than when he first got into the league. But I think the longevity is what's most important, is most impressive. And he's been able to throw for this many touchdowns in his 40s.
Mm.
You might be able to, when it's all said and done, Skip, you might take every quarterback that was in his 40s, and Tom Brady will have thrown for more touchdowns than all of them combined.
Okay, Tom, I got your back again here on the show.
What's to have his back?
I will not let the Hall of Famer across from me disparage your achievements, even in your 20s, because let's look harder at what he did do for a run-based team in his 20s.
Okay.
And he started at age 24, as you said, and then 25, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yes.
Okay, those are his 20 years before he turns 30.
That was 6 of those.
Okay, and when he turned 30, did he finally get his
injury.
Flashiest new toy. No, he got Randy Moss.
Right.
07, right?
Right.
So he finally got a superstar receiver as he turned 30,
right?
Mm-hmm. In August 3rd. And then going into that season, he had Randy Moss.
Right.
And really, he only had him at Randy Moss levels for 1 year.
Right.
And then you know the rest of the story. Okay. At age 25, in his second year of starting, he led the National Football League in touchdown passes with 28. Again, new game, new day. Okay, got
28 ain't going to get you nothing now.
Okay, I got it. But he did do that. So you got to give him that he led the whole league as a sophomore starter, second-year starter.
Skip, we played them in 02. They were bad.
Bad football team?
Yeah, because they had just come off the Super Bowl.
Yep, okay. But he's still doing that. But then they turned it right around the next year. And even though he had only 23 touchdown passes in the regular season, he lit up the playoffs and especially the Super Bowl MVP again, because against Carolina in that game, I thought he threw a party. It was in Houston, I believe.
It was.
I was there.
Yeah.
32 of 48, 48 passes in the Super Bowl game for 354, 354 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's pretty spectacular, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that is a 27. Well, it'd be your 26. You'd still be 26 at that point, okay? So let's not underrate, undercut what he was capable of doing in big games for those Patriots.
Yes. But you mentioned, Skip, think about what at 26, mm-hmm. he only threw for 23 touchdowns.
Okay.
Last year at 42, Skip, he threw for 40.
Okay, but he comes back 28, 26, 24 touchdowns through his 20s.
Right.
Okay, that's the way the game was played at that
yes.
point. Okay, I'll buy that. But the incredible part about it is, he looks to me better than ever at 44. You disagree. You think it's just talent-based. But again, I could throw other quarterbacks into that group down there, and they wouldn't do as well. He is perfection with
you
that
mean
group.
You throw other quarterbacks down there at 40 and not do that well? Or you saying you put Patrick Mahomes or you put Aaron Rodgers down there and they wouldn't throw that many touchdowns?
I think they would do very well now. I just don't think either one of those guys would have been able to win the Super Bowl last year by turning the whole franchise around.
I do.
And changing the face of the franchise, instilling a whole new level of confidence.
Can you imagine what Patrick Mahomes would do if his defense got him the ball for them? Like Tom Brady's defense did for him that last stretch.
They did not know how to win, and I don't believe young Patrick could have taught them that.
I'm talking about the Patrick Mahomes we see right now.
Yep.
The Patrick Mahomes last year. If his defense could give him that, think about that, Skip. If his the man just threw for 350 something.
All right. I don't see any signs of slowing down in Tom Brady. You do. You think one more year and he's done, but you've been saying that for 5 years.
But Skip, I'm saying when we look at it and you say, well, yes, what he did, the three Super Bowls, but you look at the numbers, Skip, the numbers now, quarterbacks now, if you don't throw for 30 touchdowns, you really didn't have a good season.
Okay, I got it.
And I don't think, did he have a 30 touchdown season in his 30s, in his 20s? And now look, he hadn't thrown. He had what? Only one left in 30 in his 40s.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's doing it and he's making it look easy. And he's
that's all I'm trying to do. Skip, just give you a little context.
You may have 30 after Sunday.
No mercy.